Prague has now been a UNESCO World Heritage Site for a quarter of a century. What does it mean for the city and how will Prague celebrate the occasion? Daniela Lazarova has more.
I'm standing on Prague's famous Charles Bridge. Above me is Prague Castle and the city's famous St. Vitus Cathedral. There is the Church of St. Nicholas and lower down, Old Town Square with its astronomical clock. These are some of the sights that attract millions of visitors to Prague every year. What is special about this city is its historic authenticity, documenting the city's urban development of over 1,000 years. The integral complex of Gothic, Renaissance and Baroque buildings, its romantic cobbled alleys and gas lamps give visitors the impression that they have travelled back in time.
This is the first time we've gone to see anything, and it's a really beautiful, beautiful country. Yeah. The architecture here is amazing.
Yeah. No, so we live near enough in London, and there are some pretty parts in London, but this, like, the whole city is like stunning. It's really nice.
It's beautiful.
And,
my fiance and I would love to come back to Prague. It's got beautiful sights, it's got beautiful architecture, and the people here are amazing.
Oh, we're standing on the Charles Bridge. It is an absolutely beautiful landmark. It's really, really cool to see after reading about before I came. It's even beautiful at night, which was kind of cool because I was thinking I should come during the day, but it's actually, it really has got it. It's all lit up, which is beautiful. It's not as busy as I thought it would be, which is fabulous. Yeah, I mean, we're headed right through onto Old Town, so that should be fun.
I like a nice scenery of Prague because, like, I can see the old building and the new building at the same time, and the history things I can see on the night. So the food is also good. So yeah, I like it. I want to come back.
Prague's a great city. We're having a great time. I'm from Pennsylvania, USA, and we've been enjoying all the sights. Feels like Disneyland, only real. It's a great city.
Prague is a city of myths and legends, and according to one legend, its origin dates back to the 8th century when the Czech Duchess and prophetess Libuše stood on a rocky cliff high above the Vltava River and prophesied, "I see a great city whose glory will touch the stars." She then ordered a castle and a town called Praha to be built on the site. The 17th century Jewish chronicler David Solomon Gans claimed that the city was founded as Bohaim in 1306 BC by the ancient king Boya. There is no evidence to back either of those claims, but in any case, Libuše's prophecy came true. A glorious city arose on the banks of the Vltava River. Its old town and historic centre, built between the 11th and 18th centuries, is admirably preserved, both in terms of individual monuments and the townscape. It is this authenticity in terms of the Prague skyline, structures, materials, decor and architectural details that has put the entire Prague historic centre on the list of UNESCO cultural monuments. Barbara Hruba, spokesperson for Prague City Tourism, cites the biggest tourist attractions.
In the UNESCO-protected part of the city lie the most popular and the most significant monuments, as Prague Castle, Charles Bridge or the Old Town Hall, for example. The Old Town Hall was visited last year by 870,000 people, Prague Castle over a million.
And Charles Bridge?
Unfortunately, there is only an estimate of approximately 3.5 million people, but it might be actually way more.
Prague flourished particularly in the 14th century during the reign of Charles IV, Holy Roman Emperor and King of Bohemia, who transformed it into an imperial capital, at the time the third largest city in Europe. He ordered the building of the new town adjacent to the old town and laid out the plans himself. He ordered the construction of Charles Bridge to replace the Judith Bridge destroyed in a flood prior to his reign, personally laying the first foundation stone for the bridge. He founded Charles University, the oldest university in Central Europe, and began the construction of the Gothic St. Vitus Cathedral, which he never lived to see completed. Prague was elevated to an archbishopric in 1344, the year work on the cathedral started. Charles IV has great merit in making Prague what it is today. The listing of Prague's historic centre, as well as Průhonice Park, located southwest of the city, on UNESCO's list of cultural monuments 25 years ago, brought some financial benefits as well as a significant rise in tourists who were only just beginning to discover the city dubbed by Western journalists the Paris of the East. But it also brought new responsibilities, and while the lack of funds during the communist years paradoxically helped preserve the city's architectural heritage, which remained in a dormant state for four decades, the arrival of new developers with finances and bold construction plans proved a threat to its historic legacy. The Prague planning authorities must now carefully weigh each new building in the UNESCO-protected historic core, as well as a buffer zone around it. Barbara Hruba again.
Prague was listed because of its specific urban development, the medieval development, organic architectural growth of the city. For us, as I've said, it's a great honor, and yet there are rules, there are restrictions that we have to keep up with, because the integrity of the city center and its visual integrity, for example, the famous rooftops, is threatened by developers, for example, and we have to obey the rules and, for example, not to allow a building of the skyscrapers. For example, the office district in Pankrác has been focus of UNESCO for many years, and they are really measuring and checking if this doesn't threaten the panorama of the city.
With more money for sensitive repairs and maintenance, the historic city centre, which had grown grey and shabby in the communist years, emerged in its true beauty. Its Gothic churches, Renaissance theatres and Baroque town halls were given a facelift and stood out, vying for attention. But as money flowed into the historic centre, reviving Prague's historic legacy, its human inhabitants, the lifeblood of what was once a busy Prague quarter, flowed out. Few of the former residents could afford the new rents, and flats were sold as good investments rather than a place to live. Gradually, some of these historic areas became a showcase for tourists and filmmakers. Barbara Hruba explains.
The gentrification of the city is really, really huge, and you can see it. You've mentioned the Lesser Quarter. Thankfully, there is still the local community. There are still these traditional restaurants. It's actually a village-like life of people living there for generations. You go to the shop and you know each other. There are many festivals. There are many things they do together. Unfortunately, we cannot say the same for the old town, for example, because the prices of the estate rose to such a height that the locals usually can't really afford living, and the infrastructure and the services in the city centre are focused mainly on tourists. So it's very hard, for example, to find a school, a supermarket, a playground or even a parking lot. As Prague City Tourism, we do not have any direct influence or legal possibilities to prevent these things from happening, but we are trying to influence the city of Prague. We are really trying the locals to come back, because the city, when it's admired and loved by the locals, it's of course more comfortable and enjoyable for the tourists as well. We wouldn't like to see Prague city centre becoming sort of a Disneyland of an empty city just for the tourists.
Prague is the country's biggest tourist attraction. Last year, it was visited by 7 million tourists. For a city of 1.4 million people, this is quite a burden. And at the peak of the tourist season, many of its inhabitants stay clear of the most frequented areas, which are teeming with visitors. So, what are the prospects for the future, and can Prague handle a further increase in tourists? Barbara Hruba again.
We really, really are on the border of getting far too many people. What we are trying to do, as I've said, in 2016, Prague was visited by 7 million people, which for the size of the city is really a lot. And most of them concentrate in the inner historic city, which is quite a small area. Of course, when you come to Prague for the first time, you really need to see these significant landmarks like astronomical clock tower, Charles Bridge or the Prague Castle. But we really are focusing now on getting the tourists to come back and visit also other places. We are now promoting other parts outside of the historic inner city centre, for example Holešovice or Karlin, that are now really on the rise and they are getting more and more popular.
The 25th anniversary of Prague's listing as a UNESCO World Heritage Site has highlighted issues relating to this special status. They will be addressed in a number of related events scheduled to take place in the coming days and weeks. Jiří Skalický, head of the Historic Monuments Department at Prague City Hall, outlines what's ahead.
Takže hlavní město Praha k tomu chystá velkou dvoudenní mezinárodní konferenci, která bude...
The city of Prague will celebrate its listing as a UNESCO World Heritage Site 25 years ago with an international conference. The conference will be held on December 6th and 7th and will focus on the city's future, plans for its development and life in the protected historic core. People will be able to visit an exhibition called Prague Not Realized, which depicts projects that were considered but never built, and thus see what the city may have looked like. And finally, the Historic Monuments Department at Prague City Hall is publishing a book of interviews with 9 interesting personalities about their relationship to the city's historic core, what the UNESCO listing gave Prague, and what else it may bring.
Co to UNESCO Praze dalo a co si myslíme, že by to mohlo ještě dát.